Hello, in Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum. This is Lynn, your mindfulness running guide. Take things at your own pace, whether you're fasting or not. Just listen to yourself, your body, and maintain a nice, healthy breath and a relaxed overall body physique. I hope you guys have already started walking. If not, then let's go. Today we're going to focus on a couple of concepts. Ramadan is very much about forgiveness, seeking of forgiveness from the one who is the owner of all mercy, kindness, and of course, forgiveness. We call upon Allah's name as Al-Ghafoor, the forgiver. We take from His omnipotence and His greatness in His ability to forgive, to pardon, and to overlook our mistakes, and we call upon Him to shower His mercy upon us so that we may reach His forgiveness. Let's do a body scan, starting with your toes, releasing all the tension, feeling them loosen, almost imagining some air between each toe, just traveling through and cooling you down as you move. Balls of your feet and your heels touching the ground at different times, supporting your entire body. Feeling relaxed as you allow this warmth and this energy to travel up through your legs, starting at the calves, imagining them loosening as they begin to travel. It's normal to experience some tightening when you're walking, especially when you walk fast or incline up a hill. But as they begin to tighten, perhaps even ache, try to reframe it and imagine that they're becoming stronger. As they tense and flex and loosen, the strengthening process is happening. Energy is being released, and the energy is going to be traveling throughout your entire vein network, all around your body. The power traveling up into your knees, soft yet strong, through your thighs, your quads, and your hamstrings, and up through the base of your spine. Your core strong and upright, slightly tucking in your tummies and opening up your chest as you allow the oxygen to enter. Your shoulders dropping slightly as your arms move left and right, giving you that extra oomph as you move forwards. Your tension in your neck loosening as you slightly move, perhaps turning to the left, recentering and turning to the right and recentering and allowing any tension to travel up through the back of your head, your jaw loosening and your nose just feeling less tense, your eyebrows and your forehead loosening, imagining all the creases coming and being ironed out. Negative thoughts and feelings can sometimes find a place to stay put within the body when a trigger presents itself and we remember something that we might feel that we've done that's been a mistake, something we've said or done that's been unkind. And as we remember, this can almost feel like a physical pain or discomfort. Forgiveness of self is a tremendous way to heal. Not always easy, but necessary. When we remember that Allah is all forgiving, we know this, yet at the same time, we can sometimes not forgive ourselves. But if we truly believe that Allah is all forgiving, then we must allow some of that mercy to come upon ourself from ourself. just have some awareness now. Now that I've brought this subject to your consciousness, it might be that you feel some discomfort now as we speak. Perhaps deep inside your belly, in your gut area, or your mind, or again some tension created around your shoulders or your limbs. Become aware of it, acknowledge it, and know that it's there. Keep moving ahead, and I will let you know when we've reached the halfway point. If you feel by listening to your body you would like to run a little bit faster or jog rather than walk, then do so, but just take it easy and be mindful of your steps. Bringing back your awareness to the point of your body in which you identified a possible place in which you hold feelings of guilt and shame regarding to mistakes you may or may not have made. Can you imagine what the colour looks like? In that place of discomfort, the colour being different to the rest of your internal world, what colour would it represent? And as we work through this mindfulness session, our aim is to try to change that colour to a more positive, hopeful and self-loving shade. Also, along with Ghafoor, Allah describes himself as Al-Afur, the pardoner, the one who overlooks, pardons. Just like we do sometimes as adults when we see a child up to no good, we might just turn away and pretend we never saw it. This being in a positive way, sometimes we can't turn ourselves away from our own misdeeds, so much so that we seek Allah's forgiveness, we repent, we feel bad and we regret, yet we allow this niggle to stay within us, causing physical discomfort, worry, anxiety, and even almost like the niggle we feel inside a muscle, it can settle inside our physique. So let us remember the one who forgives and pardons as we move forwards along our path. We are invited by Allah to do our best to learn from the bump in the road and to keep travelling forwards. Allah knows that to allow ourselves to think overly about the mistakes of the past, it can cause our journey of the future to become tiresome, directionless, and stop us from reaching our purpose and our destination. Let us look forward and not back, and keep moving, imagining the colour of our wound in which we have hurt ourselves. What have we learnt? How can we prevent a similar pain and discomfort? Relaxing your shoulders. Take a moment to make a final repentance, a tawbah, returning back to Allah, returning and then not looking back. Let me leave you for one moment as you imagine this place of discomfort, and then heal it and change its colour by reaching out to Allah in return to Him in At-Tawbah, calling upon Al-Afu, Al-Ghafur, calling upon him for a final plea to forgive your mistake. Breathe in his mercy and expel any negative feelings you have towards yourself. Allow his forgiveness, believing and having true trust in him that he forgives every single mistake when we call upon him. And with this belief, you heal, you recover, and you're merciful to yourself, forgiving yourself. Keep moving forwards with relief. Your future being ahead of you now, leaving in the past your discomfort around your mistake, yet learning and becoming wiser from it. Commitment, intention, not to do your absolute best to fall back into that same mistake, and then moving forwards, never to look back on that unless it is to learn. Well done, everyone. You are just over halfway through this particular session. But think about what lessons can you draw from this experience, and how might it shape and form your opinions of yourself as you move forwards in life? We are but human beings. Human beings prone to make mistakes. To say the wrong thing sometimes, upset others, displease God. Man is forgetful. Insan, some of its root meaning forgetfulness. It is the human way. So be kind to yourself. Yet also know that we can also remember. And the best way to engage ourselves in remembrance is to remember Allah. When we think of him often, this will help shape our behaviour and help us not to think and act upon our thoughts. Know that Allah has created us with the greatest of designs, yet he has created us all so unique. Our experiences, our relationships, all forming the way that we see and view the world. Full of chemicals, our minds producing different hormones and neurotransmitters that change the experiences of each other compared to our friends and family. We might enjoy certain things that can displease Allah, and we can also enjoy certain things which we know does please Allah. Our bodies carrying us, our likes and our dislikes. One foot forward. The path we choose to take may veer from time to time away from the straight path. But calling upon Allah, asking for his guidance, we can stay
as best as we can, travelling on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path.
Keep moving. Relax into the walk or run, checking your body, scanning from your toes to the top of your head and all that's between. Letting go of any tension. I want to bring your awareness again back to the source of discomfort. Perhaps it's vanished altogether. Perhaps it's changed colour. Or maybe it's the same. But acknowledge this within your own self. And acknowledge if there is other things for you to be working on in order to truly allow this space to heal permanently. When Allah forgives you, when you reach out to Him, He looks kindly and fondly at you. He is pleased with your repentance. He loves you even more than before you had even committed your mistake. For He loves repentance. And if you didn't make mistakes, so that you would repent, He would have exchanged you for someone else. Only the angels other than Allah do not make mistakes. We are human beings and He created us in such a way that we do follow our desires sometimes and make mistakes and displease Him. But He created us in this way so that we would remember Him and use those feelings of shame to turn towards Him and seek His help and His forgiveness. So this is part of our purpose, and He loves us for this. So let go. Let go of the discomfort, the tension, the guilt and the shame. Let it fall from you like the leaves fall from the trees, knowing that Allah is happy with your tawbah. Be kind to yourself. Smile to yourself. Love yourself. And know that Allah loves you. He loves you. In these last couple of minutes that we have together, breathe in this feeling and this thought. Feel the mercy, the forgiveness and the kindness travel all around you. Expel and let go of the negative self-thoughts. Let them go. Every time you breathe in thinking of mercy. And when you breathe out, let go of the toxic energy you've been holding on to. Breathe in positive affirmations. Breathe out self-loathing. Continue in this way, focusing in, relaxing your body,
feeling the feeling of the ground beneath your feet, even the ground will intercede for you on the last day, bearing witness to your tawbah, returning to Allah and His path, the path beneath your feet. And take this message with you throughout every day. Know that Allah is kind to you, so be kind to yourself. Self-care, self-love.